job if we're going to be put in these big, crazy cash flow situations where I've got $3 million kind of hanging out there, and I'm supposed to be the disadvantaged business enterprise, and you're in revenue service.
Okay, we'll ask after the public comment is over, I'll ask Mr. Thorpe to respond to the extent that's possible. Why don't we do that now, as long as she's still here?
That's fine, Mr. Chairman.
Just a moment.
We have been...
Hang on a second, Rick.
Okay.
This is a matter that came before Metro. They were supposed to have a conversation with Expo about it. Did that happen that we know of?
With Metro or BNC?
Metro, on the very same topic.
I did speak to Wendy Kosicki shortly after that.
Was there a Metro Expo conversation about this issue?
Yes.
There was. Thank you.
Go ahead, Rick.
Mr. Chairman, just a couple of things. We have met with Ms. Powell over the course of the last couple of years. Just a reminder that BNC Transit is a subcontractor to FF&P. BNC Transit also is the one that installed the train control, which we had a lot of problems with. A lot of these issues, we've asked for information on some of the change orders. We're still waiting for a lot of information. A lot of them we have rejected as not being merited because of faulty design and the train control. So there's still a lot of issues out there. We're committed to working through as many as we can.
Is this the company that's from up north?
Yes.
Oakland?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we're committed to work with BNC. We don't want any DBEs or any other subcontractors hanging out there with a lot of money that is owed them. But there are a lot of issues with that train control, as this board knows, and wound up delaying our project significantly.
Okay, so...
So I'd be happy to meet with Ms. Powell and our project controls group to go over what the outstanding issues are, what information we're still waiting, and what change orders we have basically not merited due to faulty design.
Anything that we have approved, it goes to the prime, doesn't it? And they pay her
That's
company.
Correct. That's correct. So
we don't write checks directly to the subs.
That's right. It goes through the prime.
Is there any sense, Mr. Chairman? Prime may have been paid some portion that is yet paid to the sub. Do you have any knowledge about that, Mr. Thorpe?
I don't have any knowledge. That is unlikely, but it's certainly something we can look into.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you could meet with Ms. Powell, walk through all the issues, make sure that she understands your issues and you understand her issues. I think it would be helpful. Thank you. Glenn Simmons.
Right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're going to speak on several items, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I will be speaking on several items today, as in many cases. One, I noticed that you in... item number 7, where you are clearing up some of the problem that existed on phase 1 with the engineering change orders, like street repairs and things of that nature. We also have some problems in our part of the area where this is located, specifically the Exposition Boulevard. You take from Crenshaw all the way down to Farmdale. There should be some corrections there. There was a really shabby job that was done by the Expo Authority in that particular case. And the area west of La Brea, between La Brea and Dunsmuir, we also have some of the curbs and stuff that had been cracked and you people left it. And we do have some loose walls again, even though you come out and shimming it up, which I consider to be a danger there myself. I can still try to move some of the walls around up there. Eric is familiar with that. He was out one time before on that particular area. Another thing that is taking place, we still have a noise problem that we are confronted with, and it seems as though that some of your trains are louder than others, but we'll handle that at a different time. the last time, not the last time, but back in November, I think it was, we were discussing the safety problem at Exposition near La Brea. That was a fence and a barricade that you would be doing. And all of the paperwork has been completed now. As a matter of fact, the property that is adjacent to that area, they signed off on it in January. But I see no action at all in terms of the movement. And if you're going to have that place looking like other parts of the city along that track, we want the same thing happening in our neighborhood. I also understand that you're going to start a bus running from the Expo line there at La Brea out to the airport. That's supposed to start this summer. Now, is that going to be a nonstop thing, or is it a rapid type? And I noticed that there are some construction taking place up there. Is there going to be a special station for it? And this is one of the things that I'd like to find out, because it would create some nuisance in terms of for the residents that live in the area. But there's going to be a stop for people transitioning to and from the airport with this bus service. Is that going to be a complete run, or just how is that done? Somebody should know. One of you should know about
well,
it.
Well, as far as this bus operations, and if it's flyaway, it's, the airport is the one that handles that. We don't have anything to do with bus operations or any kind of train operations. That's Metro bus operations or whatever bus company is that is providing the service.
But it's my understanding that it's going to be tied in, and therefore they would be using the Expo station. That is part of yours. Expo constructed the unit there. In other words, what you're saying now, you have no responsibility for it at all?
Right. We've turned it over to Metro.
Metro is responsible, but we should get you an hang on. We should get you an answer, because I don't think any of us know. I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you, if they are proposing a busway, a bus line from La Brea Station to the airport, I think it's a great idea.
Well, I have no problem with that at all. But what I'm saying is that many times, as I've been speaking before, it's always if something wasn't taken care of during the so-called construction phase, it's always they dump it off on Metro. The Metro said it wasn't our part.
No, that's not.
Then we have to end up going into court in order to try to get things resolved.
Well, you're welcome to go to court to get it resolved, but that's not the case. This is a bus line from La Brea, and the Expo line is not part of the Expo Construction Authority's responsibility, and never was, never would be.
Okay.
It's any different than if the you know any other bus line that goes down La Brea was going to be modified. Right. That's a Metro decision. But we owe you a response to what is going on, and I think all of us would like to know what the airport bus line, if there is one, and what it is. If you can get us a report on that.
I have no problem with it, as a matter of fact, but we do have a problem.
I thought you said you were concerned that the residents
would be inconvenienced. I was concerned about the nuisance. Right, the nuisance, if it's not done properly,
right.
Yes, it would be a nuisance. That's what I said.
Okay.
I was concerned about the nuisance.
It should be done properly.
We have no problem if it's done right, just like we have no problem with the rail if it's done right. But you don't do things right is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you notice that.
All right. We'll get you an answer and the rest of the board.
And the other thing, though, about the streets, that was part of the Expo Authority. They're supposed to clear all that up, make it back to like it was before they start tearing it up. And in many cases, that wasn't the case at all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Simmons. Mitchell Yehada?
Yeah, I just have a simple question. When will the Expo Blue Line Junction switch be set to automatic?
Again, an operating question of Metro. We've turned over the system that Metro to operate. I thought it was in operation. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's remotely controlled, so I'm not sure exactly.
Sorry, that's
Metro
operating question.
Okay.
But if you could give him a point of contact so that he can contact Metro and get the answer to that question, or if we can get the answer for him and get him a contact number, we could just let him know.
The contact is Bruce Shelburne.
Bruce
Shelburne.
We can do it offline and get him his telephone number and email address, and he can get in direct contact with him. Thank you, Mr. Yamada.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call on Arnold Sachs, and is it Mark Morgan, come on up.
Arnold Sachs. I would like to speak a few things. I'm really concerned about Measure R, the funding that's going to be used for this project, and the fact that your financial performance recaps for the year fiscal years 2007 through 2013 show measures Prop A, Prop C, and Measure R barely clearing $700 million a year. Your precept or your concept of Measure R was to raise $1.333 billion a year, $40 billion over 30 years. The Orange County wrote a little story about that their proposition for sales tax was underfunded. They were concerned. We have heard no record, no information regarding the underfunding of Measure R. We've heard decisions and discussions about the fact that the acceleration didn't occur. You have less, almost 60% of the funding that you said the public was, that you told the public you'd have. How you made these decisions, how you made these forecasts on funding these projects, leads me to question what will be left to be paid. I would like to discuss also a 3%, amendments at Metro Meeting regarding the 3% local match funding. Englewood had to pay. The city of L.A. did not pay for its 3% local match for the Crenshaw line. The documentation states that Measure Our Financial Plan, and I'm reading from the Crenshaw Line Rail Transit Project Measure Our Local Match Financial Contribution Agreement dated 10-22-12. This is a draft. States that the project is also receiving Measure Our funds. The Measure Our Financial Plan assumes a local funding match of 3% of all Measure Our projects. Further on, and this item taken from November 14, 2012, this is Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor, City of Englewood, 3% contribution. In this item, it states that negotiations have been completed with the City of Santa Monica for its Exposition Boulevard Light Rail Transit Phase 2 project, and payment has been made. What was negotiated? In the Crenshaw line, the TIFIA loan wasn't included. So the project cost $1.6 billion, and Englewood is on the hook for 3% of that $1.6 billion. This project has been negotiated by Santa Monica. If you didn't negotiate a $600 million TIFIA loan, what was used to negotiate the payment for Santa Monica? When is it going to be made?
Okay, and thank you.
Finally, one other thing.
Your time is up. Thank you, Mr. Sachs. Well, you had 3 minutes. She only had one. I was flexible with her one. Thank you. Mr. Morgan, you're on. Well, maybe we were interested in what they had to say. Mr. Morgan?
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Glad to make you happy. Mr. Morgan, you're on.
Good afternoon. Carl Morgan, Empowerment Congress West Area Neighborhood Development Council, Neighborhood Council for the Crenshaw, Baldwin Hills, Leimert Park area. The lot that is a carryover from the exposition construction staging area at Arlington and Exposition on the southwest corner is becoming an urban blight to our neighborhood. The area is in complete disrepair. There are weeds growing on the lot. The portable trailers that are on the lot right now are just in shambles.
What's the corner you, I missed that.
At Arlington.
Arlington, okay.
And Exposition. And that is the south, well, it's the only
No, I got
it. It's obvious. It's a southwest corner. And the lot is just in horrible disrepair. We're wondering if we can possibly get some, not possibly, but we demand have maintenance done on the lot so that it looks presentable and it doesn't cause urban blight on our community. And also we would like to know what are the future plans for that particular piece of property that Metro is has control over.
Okay, on the maintenance issue?
Yeah, first of all, that was our field office. It's city property. We entered into an agreement to utilize that during the construction of the project, but it is a piece of city property, and the city will determine its future use. As far as where we are now, Eric, maybe you could address that.
I think right now the site's being used by mainly by Metro. I think we still have a small presence there, but I will go out there and take a look at it and work with out there in the trade and see what we can.
That would greatly be appreciated because the fencing, the tarp that covers the fence is falling down. There's graffiti all over it. I've constantly called 311 to have it removed. The minute it's removed, it's come back up. So we would really like for the construction authority to really be a good neighbor.
Mr. Supervisor Ridley Thomas.
Thank you.
Go.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yes.
Are we still leasing the lot?
I don't think we are, no.
But we think Metro might
be. I believe Metro is, yeah.
Okay.
Let me follow up on that.
I believe you are because there are still some of your staff of trucks that I see that are the same labeling on the side of the trucks that are working on the exposition part of going to the Santa Monica line that are utilizing that lot for some staging. I don't know what, but for some staging. And there's also Metro staff there. And also the Sheriff's Department that monitors the expo line. It seems like everyone is using it, but we just want someone to take responsibility and take care of it immediately.
I'll circle back with Metro. I believe Metro is the one on the site right now.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to it. And Mr. Morgan, I'll talk to you offline. I work for Council President Wesson, who oversees the area.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Those are the only people who have had requests from to speak, so... Public comment is closed. Let's go on to the consent calendar, number 5.
Item 5A, phase 1 and 2, is 2 monthly contract actions.
Any discussion?
I'll move it.
Moved by O'Connor, second by O'Leary. Without objection, unanimous vote.
Next item, 6A, phase 2, Southern California Edison Company work order.
Mr. Chairman, this item, if approved, would authorize me to issue a work order to Southern Cal Edison to relocate their power lines between 4th and 10th Streets on Colorado Avenue for an amount of $4,558,000. Colorado Avenue was chosen for the light rail line, and one of the requirements when we operate or build within city streets is to relocate the utilities out from underneath the future tracks that we're going to install. So this is an element of the relocation that is required to be done. Our contractor has installed all of the duct banks. This work order would be for Southern Cal Edison to come in and pull the wire and splice the wire between 4th and 10th Avenues. One of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention is the funding sources for this. We've exhausted our relocation funding, but we have an underrun on the Kettner storm drain, and what we're recommending is that some of the fund that we use up the remaining contingency set aside for utility relocation and then draw upon the underrun for the Kettner storm drain to fund this effort.
Any discussion? Moved by O'Connor, seconded by O'Leary. Without objection, 6A is approved. 6B.
6B, phase 2 land swap with the City of Santa Monica.
This item would authorize me to negotiate and execute MOUs and associated ancillary agreements with Santa Monica City College and the City of Santa Monica with relation to some land swaps. Let me try to explain, and then Samantha can get into further detail if you'd like. We have purchased a piece of property for the maintenance facility. It was called the Verizon site, or is called, we call it the Verizon site. That property isn't big enough for the maintenance facility. In order to fit the facility in, we needed a portion of property that's owned by the City College, City of Santa Monica City College, and it was their parking facility. In order to fit the maintenance facility in a neighborhood adjacent, there was a compromise worked out where there would be a buffer provided between our maintenance facility and the residential neighborhood, and that required a three-way swap, which Santa Monica traded some property for the City College to build a parking facility. Santa Monica will then enter in, the City of Santa Monica will enter into a swap agreement between us and Santa Monica. We will provide Santa Monica a portion of the Verizon site that we procured so they can utilize it for a buffer, and in exchange they will give us the remainder of the parking lot. And so it's a fairly complicated transaction, but it's been worked on over the years. We're now getting to the point where we're ready to finalize the agreement for the land swap, which is necessary for the maintenance facility. That maintenance facility contract award will come up in May, and so we'd like to get all the documents executed so that the contractor will have the property available when we issue notice to proceed.
Okay, any discussion on this or any questions? We were all briefed on this, and it's consistent with the discussion we had some weeks ago on, well, when I was out with you, give me a on-site briefing on that.
That's consistent
with what we've done. Purchasing the swap is of equal value, more or less. And
it was all laid out as part of the environmental document. Yeah. We're just it's necessary for the maintenance facility, and we're just.
It's actually a better resolution for the neighborhood too, I think.
Absolutely, they get a very nice linear park landscaped area out of it.
Exactly. Moved by O'Connor, seconded by O'Leary, without any objection. Unanimous vote.
Item 7A, Phase 1 and Phase 2 project status update.
Mr. Olson will give this portion of the report.
Starting with Phase 1, substantial completion with FFP is still outstanding, pending delivery of outstanding spare parts that we're still awaiting. Project budget, our latest forecast, is a $8.2 million shortfall at this point in time. That doesn't include any potential unknowns that we still are going to uncover as we go through the closeout process. The Metro Blue Line Junction, the junction diamond modifications were completed over the weekend of February 15th, inspected by our staff, Metro and CPUC. All was found acceptable, and everything seems to be working as intended out there, as the modifications were intended. The Culver City parking lot, we began paving of the parking lot. Actually, we didn't make it February 25th. We actually, it was a week later. No, it was February 25th we started. We did half the parking lot, and then this week we started the second half. It's all paved out. Now we just need to go and do the rest of the striping. Weather holding out, hopefully. We should be able to get that done this week. Ridership, the line is actually close to reaching its 27,000 daily riders that was projected for 2020. As of January, we are up to over 24,000 weekday riders. So ridership continues to increase every single month, so that's very encouraging. Moving on to Phase 2, some of the construction photos. This is the bridge at Olympic and Cloverfield, the falsework being erected. This is up at the top of that bridge inside the falsework, the rebar being assembled up there. These are the reinforcing steel for the columns for the Pico Bridge. And this is the false work for the National Palms Bridge. So a lot of bridge work going on out along the alignment. As far as some of the progress, the alignment design build contract, the contractor has completed the 100% design for the Colorado and 4th Street Station, the terminus station in Santa Monica, and that's now going under review. Again, along with the bridge work, a lot of utility relocation going on, duct bank installation for Edison and DWP, work along the guideway, excavation, OCS foundations, retaining walls and sound walls, and the work on the parking structure at Sepulveda is ongoing. The maintenance facility design contract, we've issued invitations to bids for the firms that were shortlisted, and we're looking to come to the board in May for award of that contract. Venice Boulevard aerial structure, again, a number of utility relocations going along along Venice Boulevard, as well as the construction of the bridge abutment. Bikeway contract, we're still working to finalize the bikeway budget. We're finalizing negotiations and the contract with our guideway contractor, working with the cities of LA and Santa Monica to reduce the costs for the bikeway and the oversight costs. Again, talk about finalizing the contract provisions. We're working with the cities and Metro on the funding and license agreements, and this is very important because we need to have these in place so we can get the money to get our design-build contractor started. So the notice proceeds on hold, and we really need to get this resolved in the next month or two, or we're going to have trouble getting this incorporated into the design-build contract. We continue to monitor any potential delays to overhead utility relocations. We've actually met with DWP last month, had a very successful meeting as far as looking to get additional crews on the ground. They have done that, so we've seen a lot of progress from DWP over the last month. Continue to work with Edison at the highest levels, again, to make sure that we keep them moving out in the field. As Mr. Thorpe mentioned, the Edison and DWP costs are currently over budget, and we continue to manage those costs and manage any kind of third-party scope growth. As far as outreach goes, we host an Urban Design Committee meeting February 19th. We continue to reach out to stakeholders along the alignment. As far as the local jobs programs goes, last month, local jobs 46.5% for a cumulative toll to date of 47.6%. SRJ and subcontractors have employed 178 small businesses, 130 of which are local, with $67 million committed to SBEs and over $29 million to local SBEs. The overall SBE goal of 20%, the contractor is currently at 12.3%. And as far as the local SBE goal of 7%, the contractor is currently at 5.4%. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, thank you for the report. CEO comments?
The only comment I'd have is there is, as you saw today in the presentation, there are a lot of construction work going on right now. Basically, the project is under construction from one end to the other. I've taken several board members out on tours. Those that haven't, I highly encourage. I know it take about 2 hours out of your time, but I think it would be very valuable to see that firsthand if you have the time.
Thank you. The board member comments?
Yeah, I'll follow up on that. I went on one of the tours yesterday, and it was really great fun. I know now exactly what an OCS is, having seen it in person, and to see the all the different stages of work going on and getting a sense of the alignment. It's really great. I can't wait till it's done.
A very exciting project underway. I encourage everybody to take a tour if you get a chance. Do we have any other business before us?
No, Mr. Chair.
Is there a motion to adjourn? No. Moved and seconded. objection, we are adjourned.